Good evening, dear listeners and dear Patreon supporters, and welcome back to another special session of Red Moon Roleplaying, where today we are going to entice ourselves with a game called Chew. And with us for our head chef position, I'd like to say welcome back to Mitchell Wallace.
Well, hello there. It's good to be here. Good to be back at Red Moon Roleplay. My favorite podcast.
We are in preparation for our October 5th Kickstarter release. We are playing the Chew TTRPG here at Red Moon Roleplay, which is going to be super amazing. Chew is based on the New York Times best-selling comic book of the same name, created by John Layman, and the art done by Rob Guillory. A enchanting food-esque world where, due to a unfortunate incident, a lot of people died because of chicken. And so chicken has become illegal, and now the FDA and the USDA and all those agencies have more power than like the FBI and the CIA and such. And in this world, there are also people who have food-related powers, be it being able to lick something and tell like where it came from, or using chocolate to create deadly shurikens. It's kind of this zany but also very dark world that we will be hopping into. And today we were running one of the scenarios that I wrote, which is called Chicken Run. And with every adventure, I also have a drinking game. So this is always optional for everyone, but if you're listening, I encourage you to grab your favorite alcoholic beverage or just a glass of milk, however you wish to do it. And every time the word cock is mentioned, you take a drink. So each of you guys have these amazing characters that I'm going to love exploring, but what are their dream vacations? Give like a little blurb of your dream vacation. Whatever this is bringing you to the airport. Because obviously in a dream vacation, you're not driving, right? You're going to the airport. You're getting a massage. The whole like 9 yards. This is going to be the best thing ever. You have prepped like 3 years for this time off. This is going to be amazing. This is Disney World on crack. This is going to Paris. This is going to Antarctica and hugging all the penguins. What is each of your characters' dream vacation that you have set up and ready to go for this upcoming week? Hjalmar.
Moe. My dream vacation, it would be to go with the pros. It would be just me and the pros, the highest level of the best cooks, the best chefs, the best hormone modification scientists, the best of everything. We would go on a private jet and we would fly down to Madagascar and we would solve the most impossible case that will blow the minds of the entire planet, and all the magnificent lemurs and penguins will be there to cheer us on, and I will be taking the center stage, lying on the top of a palm tree in a crashed airplane.
That's perfect and elaborate, and it definitely took a lot of money to set that up. You have that vacation coming up,
like, yes!
you have your bags packed.
Yes!
This is gonna be amazing.
Yes!
The crash has also been like secured, so it's going to happen. Very excited about all that. The penguins are ready for you.
Fantastic.
All right, Craig. your character.
Well, I'll be honest with you, my dream vacation's simple because I don't really care where I go, it's who I go with. I'm finally gonna go and spend some quality time with my daughter, Apple Pickle. We're gonna go to Riviera Maya. I don't even know where that is really, but it's somewhere she wants to go. All I know is there's gonna be a beach, there's gonna be champagne, lobster, really good, fresh lobster. And we're just gonna spend some time, and it's gonna be great because I've been meaning to do it for 5-10 years now. Yeah. Better late than never. No, it's gonna be just 2 weeks, no work, just my daughter. I need it. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good.
Oh, what? Where's your partner in all this?
Well, I mean, she we don't really get on anymore. You know, Oh, you know how it is. She says I chose the job over her, and that's not true, but sometimes the job's the job, you know? But anyway, it's okay, it's okay. She's happy for her to go with me. It's fine.
Yeah, this is like, you know, one of your singular times to spend time with your daughter that you have. This is going to be a beautiful, beautiful week of kind of rediscovering each other, showing her that you love her, being the good father you've always wanted to be ever since you first kind of saw her and picked her up in that, you know, your small and in your arms, that small figure, watching her sleep at night, like, oh, it's so cute.
Exactly. And what can I say? You know, lobster, that's gonna be there. I love good seafood. It's great.
Yeah. All right, Jaded.
I think I'm gonna be going to an all-inclusive resort where I can get, you know, unlimited food, mostly alcohol, some complimentary chicken-flavored vape. I think there's some rumors going around that people might know I'm an informant, so I'm trying to get the heat off my back for a little bit.
By taking a vacation.
Far, far away.
Perfect. All right, so you guys have, like, this amazing trip planned, each of you in these especially wonderful scenarios. No matter where you're going, eventually the plane kind of redirects over to Baltimore, and then you have, like, a couple of hours of a waiting time. You kind of smell the stench of the airport, people who are there in pajamas, getting ready to go on extravagant vacations or for business, haven't showered, but are living their best life. Probably serendipitously, you three are kind of right behind each other as you have to take off your shoes here in America to travel. And so you take off your shoes and they're kind of set upon the conveyor belt. And that's when Pickle, one of the TSA individuals, kind of approaches you and says, sir, I'm going to need you to take a step to the side. We're going to do a random search. The same goes for you and you.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's random.
I go step to the side. It's fine. I'm absolutely happy. I know where I'm going. I fucking hate Baltimore, but I'm going to Madagascar. It's going to be fantastic. And I step to the side. I can't wait to get this over with.
I lower my shades and say, sure, buddy, whatever.
I'm just gonna begrudgingly shuffle off to the side. This is bullshit.
You see him put on these, like, thick gloves and kind of rubs his hands. All right, let's bring you into the meeting room. We actually do this away from the crowd nowadays just to keep everything kosher and stuff. So if you would all follow me, he waddles away.
I'm gonna start trailing behind him.
He brings you into a detainment center, this kind of white-walled room with a mirror on the ceiling kind of pointed down at you. He urges you to get in. It says, if you don't mind, we will be unfortunately taking a lunch coming up here, so we can't perform further investigation, but if you wait here, we will resume and get you guys on your way.
Hey, this...
All right, goodbye.
What?
And it just closes the door.
Is this going to be one of them situations where...
Peter, what is he doing? What is he playing at? We were just going to wait while they have their stupid lunch.
Now, sometimes lunch is very important. You know that, I'm sure.
Meld. I look over at the other two.
So it'll be a matter of time before they come back and strip us down.
Yes. I can't wait to be stripped down. Stripped down in fucking Baltimore. Huh. Where are you going anyway?
I was on my way to a resort, and I better not miss my flight over this.
And I just think to myself about all the others, how they are now, the experts. Oh, there was an expert in leaf technology. I was so interested in learning more about the leaves on the trees, because they are so interesting to me. They were there, they were right in the line, and now they're all going ahead of me, and I have no one to talk to me who is not an expert. I look at these other two people, they are clearly not experts at anything.
I simply lean back in my chair, adjust my glasses. My big black sunglasses that, of course, I'm still wearing indoors. And I just reach into my pocket and take out a pickle. Which I take out from a small jar, of course. I'm not a barbarian. I don't just have random pickles in my pockets. And I just chew the pickle. Relax. It'll be fine.
You just carry those around with you?
Why not? It's better than a cigarette.
I don't know about that.
You should try one sometime. Besides, pickles calm me. They make me relaxed. I don't have, Never mind, I say as I just start chewing on a green pickle.
It's about this time that the door opens. A battle-worn, swole Valkyrie of a three-limbed baby platypus with a tiny battle axe for a fourth limb waddles in.
Beat down the meld.
She looks over you, and then right behind comes this curly-haired blonde woman wearing a USDA outfit with an eye patch. This platypus scrambles up her left arm and she begins petting it like a Dr. Evil cat.
Evening, you have all been detained by order of U.S. Mandate 314C, which allows the USD to detain and work citizens for national security. We have a severe issue on our hands. Thousands of chickens are missing from St. Poyo Island. You are tasked with going to the island immediately and discovering the security breach. A storm is passing by the island, so you will be held up there for 3 days before we can offer further communication or assistance. You will catch a ferry heading there in 2 hours. Your contact is Commander... Seaman? Seaman. Seaman? I hope I got that right. Who will guide you through the facilities and provide assistance in your investigation. Thank you. Also, in order to maintain secrecy in this matter, we have hired doubles who will be participating in your vacations in your place.
Now, wait a second. Hold on.
Go ahead with your questions. I have the answers.
Question number one.
Yes.
I am on leave.
Yes.
License leave.
Yes.
Question two. Did you say 1,000 chickens? By God! By God, 1,000! How the hell did you let 1,000 chickens just waltz off? Did they fly the coop?
That will next.
In a way, well, I don't want to speculate on how it happened. I am just here to ensure that you don't go on a well-deserved respite and instead work.
Do you know how long it took to get all the expo together for my special trip?
Well, it might be a comfort to know that this body double who will be going in your stead will be attached with a GoPro, so you can watch the whole thing unfold at a later time.
So not only do we not...
Oh, well, in that case, that's perfectly acceptable.
Excellent.
And not only do we not get to go on our vacation, some ding-dongs go on it for us.
I wouldn't call them ding-dongs. They are, I guess randomly selected. It's kind of like a whole jury invitation thing, so yes.
You made it sound worse.
My vacation wasn't personal. The double isn't me.
This is true. The double is not you. That is a well-put distinction from yourself and another individual. That's why you are on this mission, for that sort of intellectual perception. This is true. You are not the same person.
I turn my nose up in the air and I say, very well. So who do I have the pleasure of working with?
Well, I am Ginger Butternut, USD Deputy Director here in Baltimore.
Ginger Butternut, very nice to meet you. I am Lemonade.
Excellent. And this little guy on my shoulder, his name is Carnage.
Hello, Carnage.
Being a reasonably intuitive individual, do I know that these chumps actually outrank me in the FDA?
The USDA and the FDA have had a pissing contest since the beginning. The USDA always believes it's ahead of the FDA. And honestly, the fact that they get cyborg animals as companions might make it seem like they do. If anything, the moment you start considering, does this person outrank me? You can see the little baby's platypus's eyes turn red, and their battle axe limb, you can kind of tell that it has a lot of technological advancements to it. It might be able to turn it into a machine gun or some laser cannon. But you, of course, can ask that question out loud if you'd like.
You know, I'm Special Crimes Division, right? You know, I don't think I have to just follow your orders, ma'am.
Well, you can call me Ma'am Butternuts. And this is something that we need your particular set of skills. In any case, we've already called your former partner who is going on this trip with your daughter. So, yeah, I think it all works out. By all accounts, a better parent than you'll ever be. So, I think it works out very well.
I sort of simmer in my seat, and then I just take a breath and sigh and say, can I make a bloody phone call? I'll use my own phone, thank you.
And can I have two submachine guns, please?
Two submachine guns. Let's look at our budget right here. Honestly, I only have enough to provide you Snickers for your trip on the ferry.
I love Snickers.
Everyone does. In any case, you can do whatever you want. There is a taxi out in front of the airport that will take you to the ferry and will send you over to the island. Once again, this is classified, so if you say anything about this to anyone else, your head will explode.
Explode?
Yes. Yeah, I know the bloody drill. You don't need to tell me what I can and can't say. As I take out my satellite phone, and I just text my daughter, saying, you'll know something's up, I'm sorry. That's it.
Yeah, you get a reply about 10 minutes later with your daughter hugging your ex-wife with a smiley face and saying, we'll miss you.
I grip my teeth even more, seeing that she went. She wasn't supposed to be there, but she went, fuck this shit. But I keep it all internal. I just chew on a pickle. I just chew on my pickle and just look at these other two, adjust my shade and say, maybe if we get this thing solved in a day, we can leave early.
Hey, yeah. So about that, is there, like, any compensation for this? Is there any, like, money we're getting for this or anything? Like, what's the deal?
You're a funny one. I'm a Roddy Pickle. I extend my hand to shake.
Jim Butcher.
Jim, you're a funny guy. I like you.
Yeah, and you guys have noticed, kind of as you're looking around, that Ginger and the deadly platypus are no longer there.
Sorry, Roddy Pickle, I look to Lemon.
You can call me Lemon, I say, and I reach out my foot to softly rub your leg with it.
I look down and just nod, because that's fine. That's fine. Right then, okay. The way I see it, we got no fucking choice. We're being fucked over a chalkboard by something very sharp and unpleasant, but we can all do this. We're all professionals. You are professionals, right?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
I have a job, yes, if that's what you mean.
Excellent. Fine. 1,000 chickens. How hard can it be to find them?
Not very hard. Especially not if we're going on a ferry.
I take a moment to adjust my coat and begin walking off to this ferry, seeming on the outside cool and collected, but on the inside filled with inner turmoil. I eat a pickle.
And just like that, the weather has soured from the bright sunny day that it appeared to be not only a few hours ago. You guys eventually come to the fucked up piece of ferry with the title of The Ever Given To written on the side of it. A very short old woman sits out in front with a very large captain's hat. The ship smells like piss and water. It's almost the exact smell that you imagined when watching The Lighthouse in its entirety. But she approaches you and says, I assume you are the unlucky foe who are going to be going across the sea here onto St. Puyo Island.
Apparently that's us.
Yes. What a hideous name, St. Puyo Island. It's like something from some sort of horror show.
Steve, this is a fucked up piece of ferry you have here.
Oh, you can call me Captain Chickpea. And this vessel came cheap.
How cheap?
So, like, what's the deal? Are we gonna, like, sink on this thing?
It's not going to sink.
Well, I can't wait to go on it. When does it leave?
It leaves. Just step on and I'll cast us off. I just have to blow on the engine a few times and, you know, it'll get on with it.
I kind of hope it sinks. I'm gonna step on.
That's the spirit, Butcher. Optimism. I like it. I like it. I step on as well.
I draw a deep breath of the smell of pace, and I just stand at the very front, and I hold my arms out. This is what you're giving me, world! Fuck the peace! And look back to the two of you. Are you joining me?
Joining you in what?
To stand in the front and holding your arms out.
No.
Fuck it. I'm gonna walk up and hold my arms out. This is actually pretty freeing.
Yeah. The moment you, like, outstretch your hands, you get a gust of Old Bay, as someone with a little canoe going by, yells up, "Shut the fuck up!"
Gernald.
I simply watch the two, reach into my pickle jar, realize I'm running low on pickles, and sigh, and this time take out a cigarette.
Ugh. Okay, I'm done now, and I'm turning around going back over to Pickle Man.
Unfortunately, the ferry trip is, like, 3 hours, going through this very thick fog. You know you're getting going into the right direction because eventually you see a luminescence piercing the thick fog. It looks like it's coming from a lighthouse. You see several signs outstretching from the waters, one of which says radioactive, stay 5 feet away. Another says large amounts of fecal matter present, danger. And one says Kraken sighting and dolphin gang territory.
I let a low sigh as I mutter to the others, dolphin gangs. Fuck.
What does it mean then?
Well, it's the gangs of dolphins, Lemon. The gangs of dolphins. If you ever never had to deal with an angry dolphin before,
you know,
they get real mean real quick.
I thought they were always happy, I say, and I cock my gun.
No one's ever happy in this world. No one really.
I've heard of the terrifying dolphin gangs. I never experienced them myself. Maybe today will be our day.
Well, I'm sure we'll be fine on this boat.
So we are coming up to our first test, actually, which should be pleasant and wonderful. This island coming up, you guys know the name of it now, which is St. Poyo Island. But I guess now is, can you remember anything about it during your education as agents or freelancers for the FDA? So we're going to do our first roll. You're rolling a pool of D6, and I think training will be the applicable attribute. If you have an approach that fits within it, that gives you an extra D6 quirk as well. You can always lend a hand or dig in for a certain amount of appetite. But yeah, you're just trying to figure out what you remember of this place.
So I've got one in training, so that gives you 1d6.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say my approach is an infovore. I like learning stuff. Ooh. So maybe that's another d6.
That is, yeah.
So that's 2d6. And I think that's it for the moment.
All right, excellent. Yeah, and this is in terms of, because we are using Forge in the Dark. So if you ever played like Blades in the Dark and all that, this will all be very familiar. And so for this, we're talking about a standard effect, and you're in control. There's not any real danger to knowing this, hopefully. So go ahead and roll.
Best dice is a 5.
Ooh, nice. All right, cool. So 4 or 5, that is a success with consequences. Okay. So looking out over this this island, the closer you get, the more the hairs on the back of your neck stand on edge. You see this cliff with sharp prong, white jagged bones sticking out of the waters. They look like large claws stretching into the skies, which kind of protect the circumference of the island. It's about a half-mile beach, so it's a pretty large island. But you know this thing is the location of a fierce battle between secret agent Poyo and a kaiju axolotl, codenamed BP, due to an ongoing investigation concerning the possible link to an alleged oil spill. It was a apocalyptic disaster that isn't spoken of here in America or elsewhere as the Americans try. Classified and could only be taken care of by the most badass rooster imaginable, Agent Poyo.
I grimly look into the fog and say to the others, You know, something real big and real bad happened on this island some time ago. A kaiju. Took a lot of people to bring it down. Only one guy could bring it down, really. Dark place.
I adjust my glasses, looking like I'm thinking very deeply, but I'm only really thinking about the Snickers in my pocket.
It is delicious. It calls out to you.
Eat me, it says.
Yes, I will eat you. I will eat you very soon, very soon. And this is all that goes through my head as Roddy Pickle very helpfully tells us about this place.
Okay, did you say kaiju?
Yes, kaiju. You know...
Is this something we're going to have to worry about?
I like you, Butcher. You're a funny person. I like you. We'll be fine. Because there won't be a kaiju. Because otherwise, we'll be dead.
While Pickle is speaking on this matter, because it's such an enticing, interesting subject matter, Pickle doesn't realize that there are several red laser pointers just kind of moving their way across his chest up to his forehead.
Hey, Pickle.
Yeah.
You got something on you. I'm gonna point to his chest.
Oh!
Yeah.
We should probably duck.
Yeah.
I will attempt to drop to the ground.
Same.
You drop to the ground, and everyone does, I assume everyone drops to the ground?
Oh, yeah.
I drop to the ground as well, but I'm trying not to land on my Snickers in my pocket.
Ooh, yeah, it's getting very difficult. I mean, the heat from your thighs is making the Snickers very moist and malleable. Your thoughts cling to it. Like a tissue paper on someone's ass after a nice number two.
Mm-hmm. Tissue paper.
The boat's kind of rocked as it crashes onto the beach. Chickpea opens up the door, and you hear the remnants of Spice Up Your Life as she opens the door and closes it again and waddles up to you. What in tarnations are you doing out on the ground here? You look like a bunch of fools.
Well, people were about to...
I kind of pause for a moment, seeing if suddenly there is gunfire, or if perhaps no one is shooting me.
Yeah, it's just kind of like emptiness. Though you do see those laser pointers are now on Chickpea's face.
Kind of looks like someone's about to shoot you, unless I've dramatically misunderstood the situation, which can happen sometimes.
Only if you're not allowed here. So, are you allowed here?
By whom? I mean, we have been sent here on mission by Madame Ginger Butternut herself.
Then you should be fine. Please, stand up. You look quite the fool.
I hop up.
I quickly stand up again, although naturally I do so in such a cool manner that it doesn't look like I accidentally just ducked. It looks like I intended to do this all along.
Yeah, I dropped a contact. He was helping me find it.
Yes, thank you, Butcher. Thank you.
Yeah, anytime.
Looking around, you see a jeep, as well as a few soldiers popping out of it. U.S. Navy, to be quite specific, wearing the customary Navy outfit, which is a white sailor suit with white short shorts, each carrying a very large sniper rifle. The individuals who were not too long ago pointing at you. There is a little booth nearby them with little windows. And the beach is empty except for this little trail that kind of leads up into the island.
I stand up as well and I look over these people with the sniper rifles over their shoulders. And I start going up towards them.
A man. This serious man. Approaches you, wearing a dark black suit, very perceptive dark brown eyes, steps forward and extends his hand. Seaman J. Wick, welcome.
I reach out my leg to gently rub his leg with my foot. It now has its Hello Kitty slippers back on it, because they probably give them back to us from the airport. And I say, I am... NASA Special Agent Lemonade, and these are the extras. And I gesture at the others.
You're a funny person, Lemon. You're a funny person. Roddy Pickle. A This is...
Jim Butcher.
I'm chief of security here in St. Boyle Island.
Excellent. Just the person we wanted to see. Okay. Question number one, how did you let 1,000 chickens escape on your watch? Just asking.
Get in the van. A lot's going on here. It's up to you to shed some light on it.
I smile and head into the van.
Yeah. The Navy individuals hop off, kind of high-five each other as you guys kind of fill the spots that they were in this, like, little Jeep thing.
I go and try to high-five one of them.
Ooh. They swole. So, like, when you high-five them, it's like being slapped by strongman from, like, Full Metal Alchemist. Like, his hands are easily five times as big as yours. But he will high-five.
I like that. Like a person who will high-five. I look over to Butcher to see what they are doing.
I'm just standing at the entrance of the van, just thinking. The last time I got into a van with a stranger, it was a problem. But I'll just hop in anyway.
Can I have one of those? I say, and I point at their sniper rifles.
Jay Wick pokes his head out. No. Get in.
I get into the van.
He puts it in drive and starts going up the island. These winding paths next to the cliffs and the dark skeletal-like bones reaching out from the dust.
I'm gonna look over to Lemon. Hey, Lemon, I have a question for you.
Very good, very good. I like questions, I say, as I'm sitting there and I'm massaging the now melted Snickers bar in its packaging like a stress ball because my hand is hurting so much from the very hard high fives.
I couldn't help but notice back there, you use your foot to greet people. I was kind of expecting you to high five with your foot. Why did you choose to use your hand?
It was a test, you see. I wanted to see if they had picked up on my special greeting from that first test, and clearly they failed.
Oh, yeah. Okay, gotcha. That makes sense.
Yes. Do you also like to greet with your foot, I say, and I gently start rubbing your leg with my foot.
You know, no. Can't say that that's a normal thing for me, but, you know, I could get used to it.
It's good. It's good. Better for the hygiene, you see.
That makes sense.
So did I hear you say you work for NASA, eh? Big guns, big spaceships, all that jazz.
That's right, though we don't have enough guns, if you ask me, but big spaceships, certainly. I'm special agent, and I do special agent stuff. I've been doing it for a very short time, you see, but they quickly promoted me to special agent, you see, because I'm very good at a lot of things. Maybe everything.
I get it. You're very good at what you do. Yes. I get it. Well, I tell you what. When you next time have too many guns, try giving some to the FDA. We once had one small 9mm for a squadron of 20 men.
Aren't you a bit too old to work for the FDA?
The FDA? You don't quit. Unless you die. Or retire. And I ain't retiring.
So where were you going then on your little trip, Mr. Pickle?
Somewhere far from here. I say, and I just look around the van. Something about this ain't right, you two. Makes no sense. All these toys, all these gadgets, and yet 1,000 chickens just walk out the chicken shed. Not right. It's not right.
Yeah, also I keep wondering why us, specifically.
Exactly. Why not just bring it in internal affairs? No. The way I'm thinking, something smells, something's rotten, and if something goes fucking wrong, we're gonna be the ones who take the chop.
Oh, we're expendable.
You've got it right, Butcher. I knew you had a smart head on you.
You're not wrong in this. I've seen some dark things here. And he gazes out the window and casually looks at a red-scented marker he has placed on the dashboard.
Okay, yeah, that guy has seen some shit.
Maybe he has eaten in Saloperie.
To be honest, I have 599 confirmed kills in the U.S. alone during my time as a mafia hitman.
Okay, yeah.
You know, it's true for most people. They're not as prepared as they think. I hope you're prepared.
Nope.
Well, I guess we'll only know when we find out.
Well, that is very clever. We will know perhaps when we found out. Do you have any more pickles? They look really tasty.
I don't eat candy.
A pickle is hardly a candy. There's a big distinction.
It's too sweet. It's thick. I can't fit it in my mouth.
That's a shame.
And I look very close, and I do realize that it's a very, very small mouth. Hardly, you could never pick a pickle in there.
I can't, no. Maybe if I got back in the game, but I'm out of the game. No more.
I don't know, sometimes I don't think we ever leave the game. Isn't that right, Butcher? Wait, Butcher, you never said, what do you do?
You could say I'm in the department by proxy, I guess. I'm not really what you would call a professional. I'm what you would say is, an informant, I guess? You could call me.
You're one of those. You squeal like a piggy.
No, I don't do that. Don't do that. I just give people the information they need when they need it. If I'm being compensated, you know, I wouldn't say a squeal.
Did you know a human hand can dive down the length of a person's throat in order to grab various organs and rip them out?
Wow, no.
Only if the mouth is so big that you can fit the hand in it, right?
I haven't been able to fit, or I haven't encountered a situation where my hand couldn't fit.
Wow, yeah, I didn't know that. I'm learning a lot of things today. My brain is just swelling with knowledge. Thank you for telling me that.
Speaking of learning things, come on, level with us. I lean in, I gently lower my shades to reveal my steely blue eyes. I smile. You're not the sort who drop a ball, but someone has. If you had to point the finger at just one person, just one, who could it be?
I would point it to Darcy Lewis, this intern of scientific means. She and I have often been at odds. She enjoys taking pictures of things. She's too smart for her own good. That's what I think.
Interesting. Well, what is her involvement in this?
She is an intern under Dr. Mrs. Tweedy, our special chicken psychiatrist. But Darcy Lewis, I believe she's pulling the strings on everything here. In that sort of mastermind way where you start to question whether or not free will exists.
Now you're getting awfully dramatic. What could a renowned chicken psychiatrist have to gain from letting loose 1,000 chickens other than a swift trip to the execution block?
Ask yourself this question. If one chicken could take down a kaiju, what could 1,000 do if given the proper training?
Mother of God.
You are saying that you have been breeding battle chickens?
I don't know. These are mere speculations. I handle the external security. I rarely go inside the facility.
Well, we're going to need full access. We're going to need every person who was on shift. We're going to need every security camera you got. We're going to need the scene untampered with. You haven't tampered with the crime scene, have you? I assume there's an empty chicken coop somewhere with a gate hanging loose.
I don't tamper with things. I end things.
Ooh. This guy's hardcore.
I lean back, cross my arms, and look at Jim. What's your take on this, informant?
I'm having a hard time putting a take together. I just keep getting caught in his 1,000-yard stare, and he's really creeping me out right now.
He's a creepy guy. He'd creep me out, too.
He's very creepy. I'm feeling very uneasy right now. I kind of want to be out of the spam.
It's okay. Just relax, Jim. Just relax. I'm not going to let anything bad happen to you. Like I said, I like you. You too, Lemon. You're all right. You're all right.
This man just talked about putting his hand down someone's throat and ripping out their organs through their throat.
Yes, that's terrifying. But again, this whole situation is terrifying. You gotta keep it together, Butcher. Keep it together. Come on. I offer you a smile.
I'm gonna smack myself in the face. All right, yep. Whew, yep, I'm here.
Good, Jim. Good, Jim.
Yeah, the van comes up to a large brick wall. You see guard towers with individuals with sniper rifles peering down at you. J. Wick, opens your door by leaning across to the passenger. One bit of advice before you go in. If there is a god, then God either doesn't care for the plight of humanity or is unaware of it. Godspeed.
I see it. Sometimes God just needs a sandwich break.
He nods.
I'm gonna, like, hop out, but stay as far away from him as possible in the process of hopping out.
Nom de Dieu de merde, I say as I look over, this place is so well fortified. How does someone lose 1,000 chickens in a place like this?
My money lemon is on inside job. Somebody, let him out.
Yeah, I gotta agree with Pickle on this one.
But there has to be traces if you let out so many, huh? Maybe they were taken, what do you think, deep underground into secret complex? Or maybe out into the sea somehow, or airlifted out?
You know what I think? I think they're still somewhere on this island. We gotta find them.
And I start looking up at the sky, thinking, what if they are in actual space? Flying about up there, and no one knows, except the specialist is NASA, and now I'm far away from my equipment, I can't see them.
And you see a little bit of drizzle come down, the thick fog kind of wrapping you like a warm hug.
I hug it back.
It's a very awkward hug. The fog really isn't into it. But you hear heavy boots approaching. And then an individual with a cute little navy outfit, that white sailor's cut with a little bow, a huge smiling face, pale skin and blonde hair. Two purple hearts sit upon the individual's left chest area. And he has a eye patch on his over his left eye. He extends his hand.
Naval Commander of St. Poyo Island, Iroquois Pliskin. At your service.
I'll shake his hand back. Jim Butcher.
Why don't you go ahead and give me kind of like an empathy, like maybe instinct and in what you can gather from this handshake as well as this individual. Ooh.
Let's see. So you said instinct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and always for everyone else, you could there's always the opportunity for a devil's bargain. And a devil's bargain is will increase the effect or give you an extra die. The main point is that you'll get an extra die, but we kind of introduce something horrible that could happen. And this could be prompted by myself or anyone else. And you can also lend a hand for one appetite, or you can dig in for two appetites. So, yeah, it's all up to you.
Dig in. What's that?
Yeah, dig in is using 2 points of appetite to, you can do a few things. One of them is to increase the effect or to give yourself a another die. There's a kind of a few things you can do with it, just kind of depending on what you want to do.
Well, I rolled 2 fives.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're solid. Just judging from this man's very soft hands, he is a frequent buyer at Bed Bath & Beyond. He has this vulnerability to his eyes, which suggests a man with an ocean of empathy. Though the scarring and callousness of his muscles suggest that he had a life of difficulty, of hardship, and physical, I guess, athleticism. He's an attractive man.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm going to step back.
Yes.
That's my pleasure, really. Yes, I am Naval Commander Pliskin. Why don't you come on in? It's dreadfully cold out here, and the fog is putting my mood in quite a dour way. But we have places indoors for you to enjoy yourself, capsules and the like. Just come on, you'll see.
With all due respect, Pliskin, we're not here to enjoy ourselves. We're here to solve a case. You can direct us straight to the scene of the crime and let us start investigating.
Well, Agent, I understand that this is important to you, but I think if you
in several decades look back on every little piece of adventure that brought you to the place where you are, you'll realize that you wish you would have taken some time for yourself. You can do both.
You have listened to an episode of Red Moon Roleplaying, where we played Chew, the role-playing game. We were joined by Jada Jester from Near Dark Society, and our game master was Mitchell Wallace. Chew is on Kickstarter starting from October 5th, and you can find the link to the project in the show notes. This session was sponsored by Imagining Games, who publishes the game. The music was taken from the album Fabled Machines of Old by Dead Melodies. Check them out at cryochamber.bandcamp.com or Cryochamber's YouTube channel for more music for your gaming table. We would like to give massive thanks to our champions of the Red Moon, Martin Hoyschobert, Nastasha Rawlerson, Simon Cooper, David, Julia, Camilla, Ludwig Manford, Bob Delange, Julian, and Cameron for their generous support. And we would of course also like to thank all of our other patrons. Without your support, the show would not be possible. If you want to support our work, please check us out on Patreon. You can get access to bonus campaigns for Cult Divinity Lost and Coriolis there, as well as get early and raw access to all of our recordings. You can also hear your name read on the show as a champion of the Red Moon. Most importantly, that support is what keeps the show going, so do check us out there. Thank you, and see you soon, again.